From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. I'm excited about this one. By now, most folks have heard or read about Yasmin Allaby. She is the Texas woman, Tom, who married herself a little earlier this month. You see, years ago, she made a vow to herself that if she did not find the one by age 40, she would throw a big wedding and say I do to herself. Now, Tom, there are many folks who have heard about Yasmin's story and what she did and want to dismiss her as cray-cray. But her friends and family say she is very sane, and many of them who attended her wedding ceremony say they are very proud of her. And Tom and Jay, let me say to you right now, I'm asking you to reserve judgment until we hear from our guest. Keyword being guest. I'm going inside her story with Mrs. Yasmin Allaby. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
You know, that's I introduced you as Mrs. Will you actually change your name? I know this is not, it's not legal to marry yourself, but will you change your name to Mrs. instead of Miss?
No, I will not. I prefer the M-I-S-S, the Miss.
Okay. Okay, very good. Now, many folks are dismissing you. Like I said, you know, this is all over the internet, and there are a lot of comments. A lot of folks want to dismiss you as crazy for doing this, for marrying yourself. But others who don't even know you are defending your decision and celebrating it. What made you want to do this?
Well, I wanted to have this wedding as an expression of self-love and to acknowledge the 40 years that God has blessed me with.
So it was kind of an inspirational religious ceremony, because I know your sister officiated.
Yes, she was one of the officiants.
You had three officiants?
Yes, I had three. I didn't want people to think I was making a mockery of marriage or of a wedding. So I did invite three ministers to speak on the topics of forgiveness, honor, and love. Mm-hmm. And I made vows to myself to do just that. Forgive, honor, and love myself just as I am, a uniquely wonderful person created by God.
Okay, now when at the end of the ceremony, when it said, you may now kiss the bride, what happened?
That was not announced, but the announcement was, I now present to you at 40 and Fabulous, Miss Yasmin Kenyatta Mignon Allaby.
I love that. Well, let's talk about the ceremony, Yasmin. You went all out. You had 10 bridesmaids.
I did, yes.
You had a huge cake, flowers. Was there an engagement ring, wedding band? Did you do any kind of special tokens?
I do have a wedding ring.
You picked it out yourself, I take it.
Diamond and amethyst eternity band.
Oh, that's nice.
I love that.
Will you guys be having children?
Jay, stop it. What? Yasmin, was this the wedding that you always wanted? It was very detailed. I mean, if you had found the one, would it have been, you know, the same flowers, same colors, things like that? Because you wore a beautiful purple gown.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm sure it would have been almost exactly the same. But I can say now that since I have had my dream day, whenever my husband finds me, it's going to be all about him. Whatever he wants to do.
So no, you will dump for him.
So you're not off the market.
No, I am not off the market. And no, Jay, I am not dumping myself.
did anyone...
There will be no divorce.
Did they ask at the wedding ceremony if anyone objected to the union?
No, they didn't. No, they did not.
She had full support.
And Jasmine, this was full support. A part of this was some people just came for the ceremony and didn't know why they were there.
Yeah, I just got a seat. That's why they were there.
I invited people to come to celebrate my 40th birthday party. Uh-huh. They did not know they were coming to a wedding type celebration.
Oh. And some of your exes were there, right?
Yes, two of them were there.
How many?
What did they think about this?
They thought that it was something that I would do. They were not surprised about it at all.
They've dated you before, and they say, this is something you would do, huh?
Yes.
Now, Tom, Yasmin lives and works in Saudi Arabia. She's actually calling from there now, where she's a kindergarten teacher.
Really?
Will you share this with your class? That you're now married, and that, you know, photographs and things like that?
I didn't tell them that I was married to myself, but I did share a picture of myself with them in my wedding gown, and they said, "Oh, you look like a fairy princess queen."
Is it true you're dating someone now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what does he think about all of this? And did he go to the ceremony?
No, he was not able to attend the ceremony, but he was happy that I did it, and he said, if it makes you happy.
And got me off the hook.
Yes, but you know what I'm curious about. Why did you decide not to wear white? Why did you wear purple instead?
And especially as a Delta.
Well, purple is my favorite color, and I just really like it. And I never really thought about wearing white.
Okay. Okay, so you're still on the market. You're dating someone right now, so there could be another wedding for you
a
down
more
the
traditional.
Road.
Traditional.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna be.
Well, there could be, but who knows if it's tradition is gonna be traditional? Because, like I said, the next one will be all about the groom.
By traditional, I do mean you know
with a groom
with a man.
What was, what was on the cake? Who was on top of the cake? What did you
I had my initial. On the cake.
So no figure. No, you know how they'll have a bride and a groom or a groom and a groom.
It was just my initial.
And you went on a honeymoon, too, didn't you? Or are you planning to go on a honeymoon?
What? How was the wedding?
Well, keep it down in there. Okay.
Stop it, you guys.
Hey, if I'm alone, I can make as much noise as I want to.
Yes, you can. All you need are some batteries, girl. Just some batteries.
And where does one register to get you a gift? How
did you get gifts?
Since I do live abroad, I asked for people not to bring gifts just because I couldn't bring everything back over here.
Now, will you stay here while you go back overseas to work? How will that work?
No,
you know what?
We're going to just be together. And like when I come home, I can say,
so you
honey,
will
I'm
travel
home.
With you. Yeah, okay.
Yasmin, I love everything that you did, but I would have gotten some gifts, girl. I would have registered and gotten
those
gifts.
That we've taken to people.
Well, there was
there
was a wishing well, so people could have. Bless me with a wish.
Right, well, and a gift. A wish and a gift.
Congratulations to you and you.
I now pronounce you Cray and Cray. You're right, Jackie.
You stop it. I did not say she was that, and I don't say that. I love it. I think you should go by Mrs.
Congratulations, Yasmin.
And Jackie Reed, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I'm playing Me, Myself, and I from De La Soul.